You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It's 8:43. I'm Jennifer Lynn. With the motto, agriculture is the culture, Farmer John wants to introduce a reinvented agriculture education to Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
The growl of a garden tiller, tools hitting the dirt, and even laughter permeated the air on a cool Tuesday morning in Elkins Park as Krista Barfield looks to complete a vision 4 years in the making.
January 2nd, 2018, I walk into work, I sit at my desk and realize that I am unhappy and no longer want to work in healthcare administration in that capacity. And I decided to resign in that moment.
After discovering farming to be a budding passion, Barfield researched where she could leave a mark and do just that. While she has various business ventures as the founder and chief executive officer of Farmer John Agriculture, she has recently launched a nonprofit with big dreams of teaching people how to farm and where their food comes from. The Farmer John and Friends Foundation Fund is looking to serve as an educational platform with a focus on school programming and workforce development.
You know, we focus on being able to teach people how they can do this, how to integrate agriculture into your everyday lifestyle, not just by, you know, being mindful of what you eat, but also the act of doing, if you so choose. You know, being able to get your hands dirty, starting a farm from scratch, like literally taking a piece of land and saying, like, I want to farm. This is what that's all about.
Since finding a home on 5 acres at the historic Elkins Estate last year, the nonprofit has been working to bring in partner organizations to engage with. One of the first was PowerCore PHL, a workforce development program that seeks to engage young adults ages 18 to 30 and formerly incarcerated people. Every single Tuesday, about 25 members from the group's The Road to an Ultimate Successful Transition, or TRUST program, come to the farm just minutes outside of Philly to get their hands dirty. Dominic Speech is the project manager for the TRUST program.
Giving an education around what food is, healthy food, helping our community as well as far as educating them on food insecurities and making sure that they have access to healthy foods, and our young people taking that back into their neighborhoods all around the city and giving that information to their neighborhoods has been great.
Speech got connected with Farmer John at Elkins Estate through Brandon Ritter, the chief operating officer for the Farmer John and Friends Foundation Fund.
It's really critical for us to have access to fresh and healthy foods and to usher in organic food pathways into the city. And that happens when you have a lot of people who live in places and look like the people that you're trying to work with doing the work.
Farmer John is planning a plethora of educational programming to confront the problem in all age groups. And they also have a school-based program in conjunction with students from Shelnham High School who study and work as interns. Karen Shaffrin is a longtime teacher in the Shelnham School District, and she helped launch the high school's recent experimentation with project-based learning.
We've done all kinds of things, but definitely fan favorite has been this partnership with Farmer John.
Students have been integral in the research and design process for the farm at Elkins Estate. Shaffrin is happy for them. Ann Barfield, who she helped find a way onto the property in June 2021.
To have that as an example of entrepreneurship, of, you know, caring for the planet, of a woman owning a business, everything about it is just, you know, it's such a gift to us and to me as an educator.
Barfield and Ritter already have a lot on their plate, but they're looking to roll out a complete itinerary of school-based programming in the coming year. Barfield wants people to know that the nonprofit is still a work in progress. However, she is hopeful for the future.
Our nonprofit is really, really revving up and gearing up to make a huge impact in this community.
Kenny Cooper, WHOY News.